let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It Happened One Christmas from Judy Babylon, a delightful romantic mystery, brings the true spirit of Christmas back into your heart. Judy loves mystery mixed with a bit of romance, and though reality doesn't always end in happily ever after, she disproves the theory in her novels. Having been a journalist for several years, Judy learned much about people and incorporates a delightful humor and creates characters with warmth, a bit of stubbornness, and a lot of personalities. In It Happened One Christmas, Charlotte Faraday, better known as Charlie, wants to bring Christmas back to Braxton, Vermont. But not only do the townspeople refuse to waste their time on a holiday that has become to them just another day, the mayor is also dead set against Charlie's idea and threatens to drop her campaign, making her even more determined to bring her vision to reality, as well as learn the secret behind his hatred. Judy Babylon, author of It Happened One Christmas, is with us on This Week in America. Hi, Judy. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you, Rick. It's my pleasure to be here.
What a really delightful book, and we'll talk about the book in depth here, but I mentioned a journalist got a lot of ideas for character situations from that career. How did you actually get started in writing?
Well, actually, I made cards for everyone when I was like 11, and then it went into poetry, and then all of a sudden I wanted to write, so it started pretty early.
Well, it really did. Yeah, go ahead, finish that thought, because it really did start early for you.
It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it, and I was over by myself, usually in the corner, and, you know, my parents and everybody who says, oh, you're such a good writer. Oh, yeah, right. So at that point, I just kept writing, but then I got married and had four boys, so that sort of went by the wayside, and I started after they grew up again.
Well, with us on the program is Judy Babylon, author of the book It Happened One Christmas, book available wherever books are sold, as in the case of readersmagnet.com. You'll find the book there as well. Link out by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What is it that inspires you to write? What motivates you in your mind is a good story?
Well, I like romance and I like mysteries, and I sort of mix them together, and it just sort of kind of gives me this feeling of, I don't have this certain thing, but I would like to.
Yes.
So
yes.
I write about it.
What is the writing process like for you? Do you have a real strict outline, or do you sort of have a basic outline? No, the structure of the story, and you go from there, and the characters sort of develop as you're writing the story.
Exactly. That's exactly how it happens. I just start writing and think, it's a gift, I think, because it just flows, you know. I love it, and every time I write a sentence, another one pops up, and then another character comes in, and I sort of fold them all together.
Well, what is that like when that happens? Because authors say that, and I'm thinking, how can you even stop writing when you're in a flow like that? I guess the opposite of writer's block, where you sit there and you really don't know where you're going to go. You're sitting there, you know exactly where you want to go, but it's 2 o'clock in the morning and probably bedtime. Is it difficult to stop when ideas are coming that quickly to you?
It is. It is. You just want to keep writing and writing and writing. You don't think about making dinner. What dinner? You know? I sort of go through it. My husband says, what are you having for dinner? I said, well, I don't know yet, honey. I mean, he knew, and, you know, he let me alone with it. And he even fixed one of our bedrooms upstairs for a little office for me. And then he'd come up and say, hello, what are you doing? So that's the way it happened, too. And I try to get the writing in anytime I can.
Well, that seems like the best way to do that, and it certainly works with your books. It Happened One Christmas, the latest from Judy Babylon, we're talking about in the program today. What do you hope to accomplish with your writing? When you start writing a book, what is it that you hope the reader takes away?
Something just clicks in my head, and I just, you know, I kind of start writing, and I like where it's going. And if I don't, I change the whole page or the whole paragraph, and I start again. But 9 times out of 10, I'm really lucky, because when I keep writing, it all starts to flow together.
Who is the target audience? Who do you design? In the case of this book, It Happened One Christmas, who's the target audience?
Well, I guess I hate to say middle-aged because I think, well, my husband is not a reader per se, so he's never read it. But I think I do it for the middle class, you know, the not the old, well, the older folks too. They like to read. My mother loved to read. And I think I write it for me, but then I share it with others.
Do you think you'll ever stop writing? I mean, what, 11 is when this started for you. You sound as passionate and as excited about it probably as ever in your life. Is this something that that'll go on? This is not going to be your last book, I assume.
No. I have another one that's done in the wings. I just have to edit it, and I'm terrible at editing. I don't like it. But no, I don't think I'll ever stop. I just like it too much. You know, I love doing it. And I think, I don't know, Rick, there's something, if people enjoy what they're doing, they don't want to stop. And I don't think I ever will.
What is the next step in your writing?
Well, I kind of would like to go not with a true story, but a mystery that maybe isn't as romantic as some of my books. I do like mysteries, so I'm kind of thinking about going that direction.
How much do you write? Do you set aside a certain time? Or I get the impression for you, it's probably whenever you feel like it, you're going to spend the time necessary to get the story down on paper, on the computer. How much time do you spend writing?
Oh my gosh, I could spend a whole day. I am not disciplined as far as, you know, well, you have to write 17 pages today or you have to finish a chapter today. I just write until I can't write anymore, you know, or type, whatever. But
yes.
As long as the ideas come, I just keep on writing.
Judy Babylon is our guest on the program, author of the book It Happened One Christmas, book available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to readersmagnet.com. If you're Googling Judy, the last name is Babylon. You can link on, get information on Judy's book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about where ideas come from, and I'll use specifically It Happened One Christmas. We've got this Christmas story in the town of Braxton, Vermont. Where do you get ideas from, and in this case, where did this idea come from?
Well, this one arrived when, I love Vermont from pictures. I've never been there, but I've always wanted to go, and I just kind of picked up on that one and just ran with it because I imagined what it looked like in my mind along with the pictures that I had, you know, seen as well.
Yes.
But I think I just wanted to bring Christmas back into people's hearts, you know, because a lot of people are, it's true that you walk down the street and if you say Merry Christmas to somebody, sometimes they go, hmm.
Yes.
So
yes.
I was kind of trying to bring that back into everybody's heart because it's a kind celebration. It's a loving celebration.
Yes, and it's such a magical time of the year. There are people, like you say, that are sort of overwhelmed, I guess, with everything going on and really don't want to hear a lot about it. But others that it's sort of like if we could capture this and keep it, especially going into January and February, the world would be a better place, wouldn't it? There's something special about what happens at Christmas time.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I love it because it is a time when all the family gets together and everybody's, you know, they're happy and it's a warm feeling. You invite everybody in, you know, your family in, you have the dinner. It's just, you look across at your family and you think, God, I'm so lucky, you know?
Yes.
And it's just, that's what led me that way.
When you decided on the topic of the book, It Happened One Christmas, and I want to say that you sort of make Braxton, Vermont come alive. I thought when I was calling you for the program today, you were probably in Vermont. You do an excellent job of describing that. It makes us feel like we're in this quaint little New England town and Christmas is going on all around us. Once you come up with that idea, talk about developing this plot line, because there's a little bit, all of the good elements are there in the story you're telling. It's all focused around Christmas. How did you come up with this idea?
Oh, thank you. It's how I feel about a place. It'll come into my mind. Sometimes I look up and I'll find out the name of a street or that sort of thing. But it's what I would imagine. It's what I imagine in my mind. I've never been there. I keep telling Bob I want to go there, but I've never been. And I just think, to me, Vermont is the epitome of, like, Christmas, the, you know, skiing, the ice skating, that sort of thing. And it just kept coming and coming. It was great. I mean, I was being fed in my mind what exactly I wanted to say.
And that, for many people, is sort of like that romanticized Christmas that we have of New England. You don't have, like, a blizzard coming through during that period. You've got just enough snow to make it enjoyable and set the tables for Christmas season. And you do a remarkable job in the book, It Happened One Christmas. Now let's talk about the characters. I love Charlie. You've got Charlie, you've got the mayor, you've got the town. How did these characters develop, and how did you develop them and bring them alive on the page?
Actually, Charlie's kind of my favorite, okay? She actually, it's what I sort of wanted myself, but Charlie is just really, really, what's the word I'm looking for? Obsessed with Christmas.
Yes.
And I think, you know, when I started to write the book, she just came out like huge. I knew exactly where I was going with her. The mayor, I made him really nasty, and she and the mayor got into it, and it just everything seemed to fall into place, Rick. I don't know exactly how to say it, but I think, like I said, I think it's a gift, because and I've had it ever since I was little, and I guess I just wanted to elaborate on it and make it bigger.
Well, and this is a story that we can enjoy, and I don't want to give a whole lot away here in the book, but there's some twists and turns along the way. And the first thing is, why is this mayor got this attitude, this chip on his shoulder about Christmas? And Charlie wonders that as well, doesn't she? And she really digs into finding out the story behind the story.
She really does. She really does. And he's a nasty person. He is really a nasty person. He has a granddaughter, and I guess the world rises, you know, the sun rises and sets in her, but he is just nasty to everybody else. Something happened with him, and it involved a little boy when he was younger, when the little boy was little, or when the boy, when
yes.
the little boy fell through the ice, and the mayor had something to do with that. And I think that just turned him completely against Christmas and children, and he's just a nasty person.
And I think we've got their attention now, so I will direct you to readersmagnet.com with the usual places. It's such a wonderful story. It Happened One Christmas. Judy Babylon is the author. A few minutes left in the program. You mentioned that you're working on other material. You've got some material ready to go. Talk a little bit about what you're working on, either the projects that you're working on now, or maybe those that are kicking around in your head and you're thinking, I like this story. I need to to write a book.
Well, I'll give you the name of it. It's called Shadow of Doubt. Mm. So I love the story. I shouldn't say that, but I do love the story. And I wrote that in record time. I really did. It came out fast. And it's a mystery. There's a little bit of romance in there, yeah, but it goes from one thing to another. It kind of keeps you, you know, going. It's not mixed up, but it goes from one thing to another, and you're going, oh, my gosh. If I do that when I'm reading my own books, I think, well, you have to like it, right? I have to like it.
Yes.
So.
Well, I think that says something. Yeah, I think it says something that you enjoy this, obviously, and when it's a story that gets you hooked, I can see why you don't want to go to bed at night. Now you want to finish the story and see where the storyline is going to go. Who were some of the writers that you enjoy? Some of the influences, either at a young age when you were 11 and starting this whole process, or people you enjoy reading now?
I liked Danielle Steele for a long time. She had different ideas, and I did like them, but I didn't take anything from them. I just enjoyed reading them. Carol Wright was another one that I enjoyed. And there's also, and the names fail me right now, but the male writers, some of them even jumped in with the romance. It's for a tough romance, you know, the tough guy thing.
Yes.
And I like those kind too.
Judy Babylon, our guest.
I like to read.
Well, yeah, do you read quite a bit?
I do. Mm-hmm.
And you see so often that writers are influenced by television as well, maybe to a lesser extent movies. Do you get ideas as you're watching the Hallmark Countdown to Christmas, ideas for movies as you're watching television, ideas for your book as you're watching TV?
I think, gee, my book sort of sounds like that. You know, Bob said,
yes.
Why don't you send it in? And I'm going, I don't know. I don't want to send that in. And he said, why not? I said, well, I don't know. These people are, you know, they're good at what they do. He said, well, you're good at what you do. Well, on and on, you know. I would like to, but I guess I'm a little timid about that sort of thing. But no, I don't exactly get ideas from them. I get ideas of what they should have done.
Ah, yes, yes. And you should send that book in. It Happened One Christmas. It evolves very visually as you're telling that story. Judy Babylon, our guest in the program. A couple of minutes left here. I know you've been working with Reader's Magnet in getting the word out on your book and working on other material. What's it been like working with Reader's Magnet?
Very nice. Very nice. They are very attentive. They called me, do you need anything? If you need anything, let me know. We're sending this to you. We're sending the radio interview tip sheet. We're going to, you know, they're very right on. They call me at least twice a week and ask me how I'm doing, which I think is really, really nice. She wants my book. You know, Shadow of Doubt, but I'm still hanging on to that little puppy for a while. I may want to change things around a little bit, but they're very, very, very nice to work with.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking about It Happened One Christmas. Shadow of Doubt, you've got me hooked on that now, so I hope we have the opportunity to talk about that as well. It Happened One Christmas, available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to readersmagnet.com. The author is Judy Babylon. If you're Googling that, that's B-A-B-I-L-O-N. Judy, it's been fun having you on the program. The book comes alive. The story comes alive. Excellent job with this book. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about more in the future. Enjoy the Christmas season. I know that's very special to you, and thank you for spending some time with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Rick. It's been my pleasure. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Yes, and let's continue it into January and February. If nobody else does, we're going to have it like extended an extra couple months, at least this year, so we can keep this Christmas spirit alive. It Happened One Christmas. Judy Babylon, our guest. The book available at readersmagnet.com. And, of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.